Here with Matty Penner from the Scorpions. Matty, I can see the look on your face. Losing's never fun. It was a close one.
Yeah, close in the end, but like you said, losing's never on the fun side.
It looked like New South Wales were going to win quite convincingly for a point there. You must be proud of your efforts taking it so close to the death there in the big sixes to get it right to the wire.
Yeah, absolutely. It was always our plan to, I guess, bat deep. And knowing we have a pretty deep batting order as well, we could take it quite deep as well. So, it just didn't work out in the end.
Originally from Sydney, so you get to play in front of some family here. Is that an extra nice feeling?
Yeah, definitely. They don't come to many games, so it's nice to, I guess, play at a home ground for them.
You don't fly them down to Carrollton to watch?
Sometimes they do. Early in the season they do, but with the schedule this year, we're away a fair bit, so it didn't end up working out.
Last couple of games for the season. How is the away trip? You're having fun? It looked like, I swear I saw on someone's stories, there was sunscreen everywhere. It looks like you have a lot of fun on your tours.
Yeah, we try. Not so much sunscreen was needed this morning with the weather here. But yeah, last trip, like you said, so just trying to make the most of it and hopefully come on top on Saturday.
Yeah, what was the 4 hours with rain looking like for you girls? Who keeps the energy up? What's the mood in the room?
It kind of went up and down all day. We started on a high and then got a bit flat, and we're just, I guess, a pretty close group, so we spent a lot of time in the change rooms together and chatting a bit of table tennis inside and eating a lot of food. So did end up passing quite quickly once we got out in the field, but in the end it's been a long morning.
What did you think of that 143 target? Did you think that was unders, overs? What were you thinking going out there?
We thought it was on par. The pitch was kind of a bit slow and holding a little bit, so we thought that was probably on par. It seemed like it was a little bit hard to start early for us anyway. But yeah, we were lucky enough to, I guess, bring it back to what we did. Just didn't come away with the chocolates, I guess.
Yeah, how frustrating has it been the second half of the season? You had a good shot at making the top two position and haven't been able to get some of those close games over the line. What's the feeling in the room?
A bit disappointed, obviously, coming off the last 2 years, making finals both years and not winning those either. It's quite disappointing, but we're a strong group. We have a lot of potential. Doesn't stop here. So hopefully we come out with a good performance on Saturday and finish off the season strong and look forward to next year.
Who have you been impressed by this season that stood up for you girls?
I think everyone's stood up in drips and drabs. Obviously, Wellow's done exceptional, and Gemma, with both bat and ball as well, has done really well. But like I said, yeah, we've done well in patches and just unfortunately haven't been able to put that together to win those big games.
All right, we'll see you back here on Saturday. Hopefully a few more overs and a few more sixes. Great innings.
Thank you.